It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Northwest Indiana. Here we are again. We had a little break last week with Thanksgiving, but we're back with Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and we got Sharon Jackson here.
Yes. Hello.
How
are
you doing, Sharon?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Enjoying the snow that's out there. I'm actually a snow guy. I like snow. I do.
That's great.
You know, it gets me ready for the season.
Yeah.
You know, and it helps for the shopping season. I know when it snows, and I was in the grocery business, it seems like we got a lot more people in because it made them feel like they're getting ready for Christmas compared to Christmases that were warm and no one wanted to come in because they thought they were getting ready for spring. Mm-hmm. So how's your Christmas shopping going?
Oh, you know, it's a slow start, but I'm going to work on that. Yep.
You got to work on
I'm
it.
I'm going to work on that. That's on the to-do list. That's on the to-do list, but it's good. It's good. I just got the tree up last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that this weekend.
Yeah.
Get some trees up there.
Get those trees up.
Yeah. So we got an exciting show here today, and we got two sisters here from the Albany's confectionery. Go ahead. Tell me exactly the proper name, Tess.
It's Albany's Confectionery Group.
Right. But everyone knows it as Albany's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm used to. Is
that's
this Albany's
acceptable?
Oh, great.
Well, we take that.
Or Albany's Candy Factory. Is that acceptable?
Oh, candy factory outlet. Yeah.
Okay, we got
awesome.
So
it's like the coup de grace. These people are historic.
Yeah, they have become historic, haven't they?
Yeah,
I mean
you go down.
old school. They've been around a long time. I mean, their family.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you go down US 30 and you see this huge building. It looks like a Willy Wonka's Wonderland in a way. I've been in it many times, and inside it's just beautiful. It's really decked out for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get going with the show. We're here with Tess and Bethany from Albany's Candy Factory. We'll just call it that. We're sitting here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, and we want you, the listeners, to call in for a chance to get a gift card to Albany's Candy Factory and to Chef Nick's Eatery. So, you know, you get one from Chef Nick's, you come in and eat, and then you trot on over to Albany's. It's down the street, around the corner, and get some candy. I mean, you can't have
beautiful
a better
thing.
Yeah, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And I want to introduce Tess and Bethany, and I want to say thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us again.
I guess we didn't do too bad last year.
No. You guys were 5-star. If I had Nielsen ratings, I'm sure it was way up there.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming in, too. So, you know, just to familiarize everyone out there about you two, give us a little bit of a history background, Tess and Bethany, about yourself. Go ahead. Whoever wants to start.
This is
Bethany.
Yeah, this is Bethany. You won't be able to tell our voices apart too much, but I've joined the business about 13 years ago. So obviously our parents started the business and fell in love with it and our customers in the store. I mean, I'll tell you want a job when you're a teenager or you just want to live in candy heaven forever. I mean, that retail store and working with customers, everyone comes in there and is just happy.
In a good mood.
And pleasant.
Yeah, it really is.
And so it's just, we always say it's like the best job because you get to work right with the public and hear the direct feedback about the product and everything.
And there's a lot of eye candy in there. I mean, not just candy, but the place inside is really, I mean.
I thought you were talking about me, Nick.
I'm going to get to that, Tess. But
I know you can't tell on the radio, but I'm extremely good looking.
Yeah.
You know what? That's an understatement.
Yeah.
But when you go in there, I've been to Disney during like the holiday times.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what it reminds me of. I go in there and it's just like Christmas Wonderland in there.
Well, thank
awesome.
You.
We're really hitting that goal then.
Yeah, you're hitting the goal. Tess, tell us something about yourself.
Well, my journey to the business was a little different. I graduated high school and I said, I know I don't want to do two things. I don't want to go in the family business and I don't want to do anything in the medical profession. So I became a nurse. And then after being a nurse for about 10 years at the bedside, I came back to the family business. So that was about 8 years ago now.
Now, you both are graduates from
Boone Grove.
Yeah.
Just like
Local
Tom Maloney,
girls.
Our vice president of operations there.
Yeah.
That's probably the reason you came in to come and see Tommy.
Exactly. Yeah, Tom's a great guy.
Yeah, he really is.
Before we get on to some of these questions I have, we actually have a phone caller. We have Jill. Joe from Crown Point, are you there?
Hi, Tess. Hi, Bethany.
Hi, Jill. Hi, Jill.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's Jill Uran.
I know. I recognize your voice. Another Boone Grovian.
So, Jill, how do you know these two ladies?
So, I graduated with Tess.
Oh, you graduated. So, you graduated with Tess from Boone Grove?
Yes, I did.
And do you visit her now? Do you keep in touch with her? I mean.
Yeah, we chat through Facebook and when I go to the candy factory.
Do you have a direct line to the offices and everything like that?
I don't know if there's any perks.
Yeah.
You try to get some extra. Who do you got in the background there?
My daughter, Chloe.
Chloe. Chloe, do you like gummy bears?
Do you like gummy bears?
Yeah.
Oh.
And, Chloe, how old are you?
Five.
Oh, my goodness.
Sweetie, what, you go to school yet?
Preschool.
Awesome.
Okay. Do you have fun at preschool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You know what we're going to do for you? Tess and Bethany brought me some gift cards. We're going to mail you out a gift card to Albany's. Does that sound fun for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to give you another gift card. It's not quite as fun. Okay. But if you like pizza, we do make pizzas. We're going to give you a gift card for Chef Nick's Eatery.
Pizza and candy. Oh, wow.
Right.
So, Jill, where you live in Crown Point? You live Crown Point proper? Or do you live like sort of by the Lake of the Four Seasons?
I'm inside Lake of the Four Seasons.
Okay. So, you know where Chef Nick's Eatery is?
I do.
Okay. So, what we're going to do is we're going to send you gift cards to both places. Do you have any questions for our guests here?
Girls, what's your favorite flavored gummy bear?
Oh, that's easy for me. My favorite, this is Bethany, my favorite is pineapple. I die over the pineapple.
I haven't had the pineapple one.
That's the clear one in the 12 flavor mix.
Oh, that in this bag here?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I can't have the, I'll be just chomping. I won't be able to talk, but I'm going to try it anyways.
This is Tess. My favorite is the pink grapefruit.
Oh, that's a good one too.
All day, every day.
Jill, do you have a favorite? Do you have a go-to?
I like strawberry.
You like strawberry.
Ooh, nice. Do you like the strawberry banana ones too, or just the strawberry? Are you purist?
I haven't tried strawberry banana.
So if you take a strawberry gummy and a pineapple gummy and a chocolate gummy. Do you have a chocolate gummy?
We do.
See, I never knew that. I was just guessing.
Yeah.
And a banana one, and you throw it on your mouth. I mean, you have a banana split then?
Pretty much.
So much on
That's
show.
Actually really creative.
Yeah.
The party in your mouth.
There you go.
The chocolate-covered gummy bears are my favorite item that we make all around, best item.
But they're chocolate-covered.
Chocolate-covered gummy bears.
See, I don't think I've had those. I have
they're
to try those.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They're
so different flavors, too. Like, we have apricot and strawberry, cherry, marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Good. Wow.
Jill, what we're going to do, we're going to send you out some gift cards, okay?
All right. Awesome. Thanks, girls.
Hey, thanks, Jill.
Nice thanks for tuning in. Folks, right, folks, it's that easy. Thanks. Just dial 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call here on 89.1 FM and get a chance to get a gift card from Albany's Candy Factory or Chef Nick's Eatery. So we were talking about your background, but why don't you, I don't know who wants to take the question, but why don't you tell us about the true history of Albany's, how it all evolved?
Well, I mean, it really started with, you know, my dad was in construction, and we were originally from Illinois, and in the winters, he was starting to have kids, and the winters were slow for construction.
Only in the winters he had kids?
No. Sorry.
I'm just messing with you.
Now you messed me all up.
We were part-time for him.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to make him behave.
Yeah.
I know. We're
going to
give
track.
Him some gummy bears.
Yeah, there you go.
So
give him a sugar high.
So he just needed a way to provide for the family, and so we're Italian, and so he thought, well, we got to go into food. Well, we had already done the restaurant business, and so props to you, Nick. That is a hard business. That's long hours. That's a lot of work.
Wow, thank you.
People coming in who are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
angry,
yeah,
and crabby, yeah.
And so, anyways, they had just had this idea of starting a candy store, and so that's really where it came from.
So, was it candy test they started with? Was it candy?
It was. It was.
What kind of candy?
We were just reselling other people's candy. So we were a bulk candy retail store, about 900 square foot, which is only, gosh, about a fraction of what we currently are.
Where was the first one located?
I was just going to say. So our store in Maryville. if you're looking at it, right next door to it is that Brown Mini Mall.
Mm-hmm.
We had a store right in there. It was a very first
I remember
store.
That, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
Nuts and Candies.
Nuts yeah. and
Candies. Nuts and Candies. Yep.
So you went from candies. Now, why did your father get into roasting nuts?
Well, you can't, well, you know, you can't force people to come into your store. So business was still kind of cyclical. Like, we did really well. And for those of you who remember what the economy was like in 1983, it was like you're talking about 21% interest rates. Mm-hmm. It was just not good. 16% unemployment in Northwest Indiana, some of the worst in the country. And they just thrived. They did really well with the retail store. And but, you know, you can't force people to come in. You can ask them to come in. You can encourage them to come in. But you can't force people to come buy from you. So it's like, what else can we do to sell? Like, what else can we sell? And they were having a hard time getting quality roasted nuts. And so my dad bought a small roaster and started roasting, you know, his own nut meats for the candy store. And they were selling like crazy. So we sent out a direct mailer and started selling the roasted nuts to other people. So that's really what got us into manufacturing. From there, we were already buying Tootsie Rolls, so it's like we became a distributor of other people's candies. So Tootsie Roll, Jelly Belly, we're actually still the largest Midwest distributor of other people's candies. A lot of people don't know that about us. So everything you see in the retail store, we actually distribute as well. And from there, it was like we were roasting the nuts. We might as well cover them in chocolate. And it was really organic. It was a lot of organic growth that way.
I'm just
going
to take that line. Might as well just cover it in chocolate.
Yeah.
Because it's always good then.
Yeah. Why not make it better?
Chocolate fixes everything.
Actually, we're to what we know, where they're still the only chocolate manufacturer that fresh roasts the nuts and then immediately coats them in the chocolate. So you will never, never get a more fresher product than you will at Albany's. When you're talking in
absolutely.
Terms of chocolate,
so when like things like pistachios and cashews and I mean, how many different varieties of nuts do you have?
Oh, dozens.
A dozen.
Yeah.
Now, did they come in the shell or they come unshelled? I'm really
we largely
foreign
buy
to all that.
We largely buy them without the shell.
Okay.
We largely buy them without the shell. We they have to be specially cleaned.
Okay.
You know, they grow outside, so there's right. natural, you know, microbes and things like that that we have to clean for. So we do all the cleaning. We send it to a professional company to do that. Then we bring them in where we do the roasting, which is specially roasted for Albany's. So we don't buy any of roasted product from other people like
and,
that.
And right. you roast them on 30 at the smaller store?
No. Yeah. All the manufacturing is done at the factory.
And we used to do it there, though.
Okay. Because I've been to the smaller store, and that actually is large. It's not a...
It's not bad.
It goes way back.
Yeah.
So you don't do any manufacturing there at all?
No, that's where all of the handmade gift baskets in the store and everything come from. So we have a wonderful team there that packages all those by
hand. Yeah, they do a beautiful job. They do a beautiful job. And actually, I really encourage people to give candy as gifts, not because I think it's delicious and I would like that gift for myself, because that's what I would like for Christmas, but also because people, we have a lot of companies that will come and buy from us for their what's called corporate gifting. So they'll give it to their customers.
Right. Or their employees.
Or their employees. Mm-hmm. And what they said is, we've had so much feedback where they say, it's the first time I've ever gotten a call back with a thank you. Because people have said, oh my gosh, it was so good. Thank you so much. They said, we've given them sports tickets, dinners out, you know.
Mugs.
Anything you can think of, t-shirts. And I never get a response. I gave them your candy one time and they're calling me up thanking me. And we take care of all of it. They put the basket together. They mail it. They put the note in there. I mean, it's one-stop shop. It's easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
really cool. I saw your candy everywhere, too. I went to Canada. I went to Niagara Falls and saw it
awesome.
in the shop. And I'm like, look at that. There it is. I'm all the way up here. And
we've been working hard on that.
Yeah, well, you're down in Disney, aren't you?
Not our branded products, no.
Okay.
No.
But you know what? Like what Sharon says, it's a pride thing, because when I go out and I look at like gummy bears and stuff and I see it's from Merrillville. I think the address is Merrillville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think to myself... That's cool. It
makes you smile.
It makes you smile because, you know, what does everyone equivalent everything around here to is steel.
Oh,
you know what
right.
I mean? Everything is like industry. No one equates us to like making a product like you guys are worldwide. Aren't you guys worldwide?
Yeah, we are in 41 countries.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
41 countries.
So you're all in Europe?
No, not Europe. That's actually a little bit more difficult with the tariff situation and how that's all worked itself out. Japan, the Japanese love sour.
Uh-huh.
They go crazy. So they've been buying truckloads of or container loads, I guess, of mini neons, mm-hmm. the sour mini neon worms. I don't know if you've ever had those. They're sour on the inside and the outside,
no,
so it stays
I haven't had those.
Constant oh, the
really?
Whole time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you
start
know, I've
sour,
seen those.
Stay
those
sour. Yeah. Right. Start sour, stay sour. Yeah, we have these sour gummy bears we brought for you guys in studio to try, too. The same way, we put the sour on the inside. That was one of the innovations that we had done with gummies. So.
Now, the chocolate, do you, I mean, you don't, you buy the chocolate, like,
we have the chocolate, bulk. Yeah, we do. It's specially made for us, so it's our recipe.
Okay.
We have a company locally in the U.S. that makes the chocolate for us.
Where a lot of the nuts come from that you get?
They come from wherever they grow, but when it's grown in the U.S., we buy them. But, you know, cashews, they don't grow in the U.S. They grow in Brazil, largely Brazil, Vietnam, India.
Wow.
But we largely buy from Brazil. All of our ingredients are, and that's what I do, so I could really geek out on this if you guys want me to
no.
put you to sleep. But.
No.
Well, no, you know what?
It could really go on.
769-9577, 769-9577. Call in for, I mean, this is a fantastic conversation. Call in and ask some questions about the chocolates, the gummies, and how it's all done. I mean, this is a local.
Yeah, if you have any questions about how we make something or what, you know, any questions about your favorite product, we'd love to hear what your favorites are.
And they got gift cards here to give away too.
We do.
So, and these little baggies
just in time
here
for Christmas.
Are perfect size for a stocking.
Yeah.
You know, you could just, it's almost like perfect. Just slide it right down in there.
Well, Bethany, since you were grabbing these sacks of delicious candy. What do you have here? I've tried them all.
So we've got the red velvet cherries,
which is very good.
We've got peanut butter meltaways, and then we have dark chocolate espresso beans.
Sharon, try that one.
You've got to try these. It
is, and what it is, it's a dark chocolate. It looks like a rosy grape, like a dark grape. But inside, I thought it was a nut, but it's an espresso bean.
It's literally an espresso bean, and it is delicious. And for those of you shying away going, dark chocolate's not my thing.
No, it doesn't taste like that.
It's amazing dark chocolate, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's sweeter.
I call it the dark chocolate for people who don't like dark chocolate because it's not bitter. It's
not
that bitter dark
chocolate. Usually it is, but that isn't bitter at all.
Nope.
So, you know, you're talking about, you know, where these peanuts come or the nuts come. Well, first of all, before I get to this, pistachios. Why are there red ones and why are there not red ones?
You know, they don't make the red ones anymore.
Nope.
Oh, good.
No, they don't.
It stays my shirt.
When
I
used
was
to
a
be
kid.
My lipstick.
Yeah, I was going to say that was our lipstick when we were a kid. But.
That's funny. I'd never even thought of that one.
Well, yeah.
But you guys didn't. When you guys had the red ones, did you guys actually dye them yourself?
No, we bought them that way.
Mm-hmm. You bought them that way?
Yeah.
I wonder why. It must be because
it's a holiday thing.
It must have been a holiday thing.
People did a lot of the red and white together for the holidays.
Yeah, that was very
nice in a package.
Very messy.
Yes.
So, you know, you get these things from all over the world. You send things all over the world. Do you guys travel a lot?
I mean, kind of, sometimes.
I mean,
we're not in the sales, so our sales team travels a ton.
Yeah, we've got a great team.
We have, like, I have an ISM show in Germany coming up in January that I'm going to, and so that's an international trade show. So we'll be there in the USA Pavilion showing off our candy and trying to get some international buyers, some more countries. So those are really neat, you know. Those are fun to go to. But no, it doesn't really require a ton of traveling.
I mean, you don't travel to like Africa to look at cocoa beans or anything like that.
No, that's on that's what I'd love to do. Yeah. That's probably the next, 10 years. Like we've got small kids, so we try to limit our travel, but we've got a great team that
mine's actually listening. Hi, Remington.
Oh, I heard him. He says, hi, whoop. He says, hi, Mom.
Yeah. I just got a text from my best friend who heard that I'm eating chocolate-covered espresso beans. And she sent me a text saying, please bring me some home. These are awesome espresso beans. They're awesome.
Well,
that's different, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And the espresso bean is specially roasted for Albany. So it's, again, a specific bean that we sourced. It's a Tanzania pea berry is the type of bean it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's specially roasted to our specifications so that it matches really well, pairs really well with our dark chocolate. So,
caffeine in there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Loads.
You need to
fully
give it to
loaded,
your sister.
Yeah, I mean, that is a delicious. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, definitely save some for my friend Denise.
Yeah. Folks, 769-9577. Call in, get a gift card from Albany's. Great Christmas gift for someone you know. What's basically a gummy made out of? You don't have to tell us the exact, but what are the ingredients basically in a gummy?
I'll read them right off the bag.
Okay.
Corn syrup, not high fructose corn syrup, just regular corn syrup from corn. Sugar, gelatin, and then you've got some flavors in there and then some things to highlight the flavors, different acids, and a little bit of pectin and some color. Not a lot of ingredients.
Now, as far as the gummy world, how did your father, I'm sure he's the one that was the creator at the beginning.
Yeah.
He probably still is. Mm-hmm. Am I?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, he's still around.
Okay. How do you get into gummies? I mean, when I was a kid, I guess the Jelly Bellies or some of those things that you were talking about, I remember those kind of things, chewy things like that. But I don't remember gummies. I mean.
No, and honestly, they were not popular at the time that he was going into the candy or going into the gummy business. His whole thing was his business was doing great, so we were doing great at the chocolate manufacturing. We were great at the distribution level, and to be quite honest, he was bored. He was a self-made entrepreneur. Only had, I think, a month of college he went to. Really just did a lot of research and studying on his own, had the determination to get things done. So when business was great, he got really bored and said, what else in the candy industry needs to be improved? And he looked at these rubbery candies in a bin. And
yeah, like you said, the fish, the Swedish fish, that was a style.
Yeah,
things like
then,
that.
And then the gummy bears, and he just said, this has no flavor. Like, right. How dare they think that the public, the consumer, is so unintelligent to want a better product for their lives. And so his whole thing was like, we even talk about it today, that our facility is actually a restaurant. We view it that way.
Mm-hmm.
We view it as though we're making food for people to enjoy. And so why wouldn't you have the best? So he went in to the lab. It took him about 2 years to go through the 12.
So he went into like a laboratory, well, or he had his own a lab.
Yeah, we created his own little lab, and he did a lot of research and development. And he won a technology.
Sounds like a handyman too. Was he a handyman?
Because he was in construction. Yeah.
He seems like that. Like he's meticulous, probably.
Yeah, very, very much so. Very much so. And so, the one of the greatest memories we have of growing up in the candy business was after he had made three flavors of every single flavor, so three cherries, three grapes, three lemon, we got to bring a friend over for dinner. We all sat around my grandma's table, and we got to try each one and decide which one was the best cherry, which one was the best grape. And those are still the flavors that we have today. So just a bunch of kids sitting around eating gummies. Our friends were like, this is the best day ever.
You have the best life.
Yeah.
So is the gummy texture stayed the same throughout that time?
Yeah, we just went for a softer, so the more European style is to have a firmer texture.
Yeah, I don't like those.
And Americans don't typically enjoy that. They don't want their jaw suffering while they're trying to enjoy some sweets, and so they like something softer in texture. And then really, truly, our fans just love the flavor. They love to eat it and say, this is cherry, that's grape. You know,
you can tell.
Yeah, growing up, I would just say like, oh, I like the clear one, but it never identified as pineapple.
Yeah, it's just all a bland, fruity flavor.
Yeah.
So how many gummy people are out there, you think? How many
other manufacturers?
Yeah.
There's only a handful.
Yeah, there's not too many.
In the world. There's only a handful of companies in the world that do it.
I just remember as a kid, I would eat the Swedish fish, which I didn't like. And then I would eat like some of the other gummies, like you were saying, they were really hard and firm. And somehow I stumbled upon Albany's gummies. Right.
Yeah, they're better when they're soft.
And
definitely.
I tell you what, when I go somewhere, and I've seen them at Ace Hardware, I've seen them at other places, and when I see gummies, I'll actually flip it to see where it's from. And it's from Albany's, I buy it. If it isn't, I don't buy it.
Oh, appreciate that.
No, yeah, and that's sincere because the other ones just don't have that flavor or that texture. And you guys have it hands down with flavor and texture.
And you can always tell it's our bear because it has a little A on the belly.
Right.
Some people are
that.
Too busy eating it to look at it, but it does have an A on the belly.
Something to kind of distinguish the look of it.
Well, because people will buy our product in bulk and they'll put it in their own package. And that way you can tell as a consumer, if you go to the gas station and I see this gummy bear that looks like Albany's, you can tell by the A on it.
Wow. Okay.
So do you have like a chef
I've
there?
I've seen that on your billboard too.
Who's your food? You have a food science guy, a chef?
Well, our sister, Dominique. So Dominique is our food scientist, and she's got a little team with her, but we're all the taste testers, the family is. We all have very tuned in taste buds, so we're keen on trying the flavors and making sure that we're picking out the best ones. And,
so you guys have meetings where you have creative meetings?
Yeah, absolutely. Once a week we have our meetings about new products. And actually our retail stores are the perfect outlet for having the consumers test new items. So if we like a flavor a lot, but we're just, you know, we want to know what everyone out there is going to think about it, we put it in the store and they let people just sample it all day and say, yeah, I like it or I don't like it, or, you know, this is what I think you could change on it. And so it's really fun for Northwest Indiana to be a part of that. And they've helped us, you know, grow our business and all of that.
Yeah, you guys have chosen flavors. You didn't even know you were doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we introduce new flavors several times. So, I mean, go to the store, you try a thing. You might be the first one trying it.
So do you have flavors that go in and out for seasons, or you just pretty much just keep them? Or
no, there's only one flavor, and we have a peppermint bear cub that we do just for Christmas. But other than that, our flavors are pretty much year-round. We don't have anything too specific.
Is gummies like the backbone of the company?
We're pretty diverse, I would say, but the gummies have been our claim to fame because chocolate is such a personal thing.
Right.
It's something that you grew up on and around, and so everyone has a different emotion tied to chocolate. And with gummies, it was just like, oh, these are the best gummies. Okay, I like to have the best, so I'm going to have these ones. And so it was easier for people to convert into take on our brand, where chocolate's a little bit more, well, I grew up on Hershey or Ghirardelli or whatever it was.
Yeah.
A little more emotion tied to
so,
that.
So do you work with other manufacturers with your gummies? Like, do you put them in ice cream? I think last time we spoke, you might do some pharmaceutical stuff. I mean, what's going on there?
Yeah, we do. We actually released last year a limited edition ice cream with Prairie Farms, mm-hmm. and it had our gummies in it. And we are, I don't know if I can say that. Well, I'm going to say it. I already said it, kind of. We are working on a second edition, limited edition gummy bear ice cream. We're even taking it up a notch again, which is going to be fantastic. We've had some trials, and they were just delicious. So we're really excited about that. But a lot of people don't know is that we manufacture about 50% of the gummy vitamins that you see on any shelf in any given store. It's all under other people's names, so it won't say Albanese on it. But we are very proficient in gummy supplements.
So like probiotic gummies?
Yeah, probiotics.
I've seen those lately.
You know, vitamin C's, omegas. We do multivitamins, but we, you know, sleep aids, skin, beauty, vitamins.
So these are produced in your plants. So
yes,
in your plants, you're bringing in the fish oil. You're doing all that.
Oh, yeah, we do all that. We bring in all those ingredients.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah,
So are you planning on expanding your building anymore?
Well, our building at this point is expanded.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. I remember seeing the construction.
It's kind of made our retail store look a little on the tiny side,
doesn't it?
So yeah, it kind of. I see what you're saying. You got this big building. But you know what? The retail store, it is quaint. It is every season, but Christmas with just the shiny packaging and, you know, like I said, putting some of the things in mason jars and the things you guys do.
I've been in it. It's nice. You saw the chocolate fountain?
Yeah, we saw the chocolate fountain.
Okay,
yeah.
And you get up on the perimeter. There's like a higher level, like it's slightly elevated with the candy along the wall.
Yeah, you can go into the factory or go walk alongside the factory and look inside and see how the candy's being made and all that. And, you know, some people are thrilled because they thought, oh, I can go inside the factory. But you can't do that anymore. You know, people can't. You can't come in contact with food. I mean, that'd be like me walking in your kitchen. You're
right.
Like, hey, you can't do that. You know, people have to feel safe about what you're making, and you can't just have everybody in there. And
yeah, so, I don't think I see you slicing that gyros too well.
Yeah, no.
Folks, 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call and get a gift card from Albany's Candy Factory right out of Merrillville.
Yes.
So what's your largest gummy bear? Do you have one that like stands 3 foot tall or anything like that?
No, we have a 5-pound gummy bear that
we've made.
Yeah, well, we make those special.
Yeah, special promos and
that's a good question.
Facebook contests.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question. Like, do you guys know, like, bakeries, they all do these specialty things. Do you do anything like that? Like, people walk in and there's a want a 5-pound gummy and you guys would just do a special order?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends. You know, consumers are so trained to just get what they're able to see. But if people really reach out and they say, you know, I'm I've got this really special request. We've made a 10-pound chocolate turtle before.
That was a lot of fun.
And you know what's nice is...
I don't know. That's a lot.
All of our... I love it is our employees have so much fun doing it because it's out of the norm of the day-to-day, you know? So they love getting involved and doing something.
Yeah,
you know,
that was a lot of fun. That was actually for someone's proposal. They asked us to do a 10-pound turtle and...
That's crazy.
It was a lot of fun.
So you eat that with the steak knife and fork.
Yeah.
That's right.
You have to.
And he's up too.
Yeah, we were calling him. We were calling him like a week after and like, did you do it? Did you say yes?
Yeah.
She said, yes, I want that turtle.
Yeah. Exactly. It was conditional.
So that fountain there, so if I walk up to the fountain with a long stick and a strawberry on the end, I can't dip it in there, can I?
No, you don't want to.
No.
You don't want to.
So, it's real chocolate, but it's, you know, it's cycled chocolate. It's not the chocolate we use to coat product. But
So that's something that you probably change out once a year or do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, does that get shut down at the end of the night? Or is it just it has to keep running?
No, we turn it off at the end of the night and give it a break.
I tell you what, that was I could because I live in the area and I travel especially when my kids were younger. I used to go in there probably once a week, but I remember the construction of that.
Yeah.
It was like a process until you guys got it to where it is now.
Do you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
So the first time they turned on the chocolate fountain, they didn't realize that the motor was turned all the way up, and they turned it on, and chocolate covered everyone and all the walls and everything.
God.
I mean, it just went.
Every person in there covered.
Oh, my goodness.
Out, all over everything.
That's terrible. That's like the Ansel system going off in my kitchen.
You know what? And people weren't even mad about it.
Nope.
No, they were like, it was such
it's chocolate.
Yeah, it's such a great story. I mean.
Ladies, we have Chad on the line.
In here.
Chad, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I had one question. It's kind of about the amount of electricity you guys are using. Right next to those big power lines, but then all that heated chocolate and all that cooking going on. Have you thought about going renewable, or what's the sustainability?
Chad, you called us last year, didn't you?
I sure did.
You're awesome. We remembered you because we were like, if Chad calls this year, we got to have the answer.
Yeah, and we have the answer for you, Chad. We actually are. We're in the process of looking at wind turbines and potentially solar panels. We're very conscious of the amount of energy that we use, and we capture a lot of the heat that our machines give off, especially in the winter. We capture that. We use that to heat the water. We use to heat the factory. So we're very conscious of the energy that we're putting out there. And so now we're looking into renewable energy sources for sure.
If it's at all possible, would you like to buy local with your wind?
I've knocked on the door
a couple times over there, and the engineering's been too busy.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. We're at the early stages still, but we always try to buy local when we can. I know a lot of people will attest to that. We look locally first, and then, of course, obviously always in the U.S. is our number one goal. So, yeah, we'd love to talk to you more when we're a little further down the line.
Wonderful.
What's your favorite gummy?
The green one.
The green one. And what flavor is the green one, ladies?
Lime.
Lime?
Lime.
The lime?
There's lime and there's green apple.
You've got good taste, Chad. The lime's good.
So, Chad, what we're going to do is send you a gift card to Albany's Candy Factory and Chef Nick's Eatery.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks, Chad.
We have another caller. We have Shay on the line.
I had a question. Your chocolate, like when you make I have a gluten allergy and like the malt balls, when you make them on the line.
Yeah.
You know, I can't have that. So when you go with, I love the chocolate-covered raisins and the chocolate-covered peanuts. And most packages at the store say, like, this is made in a facility that also produces tree nuts, wheat, gluten, whatever. Is it cleaned, or do you guys sort of keep those separate, like, try to do all this, like, stuff that's closer in comparison to other stuff, like the malt balls?
That is a really great question. And what you said is exactly what we do. Not only do we segregate and try to separate the products by allergen, but we also do all the cleaning in between.
And swabbing.
And all the swabbing. We do all the testing to make
sometimes
sure.
Sometimes it's like, it's hard to find sweet stuff, you know, bread or cakes, cookies, stuff like that. So I go for like the candies. I love your buttered toffee peanuts. Those are so good.
Oh, yeah, those are delicious.
And I know the gummies are gluten-free, but sometimes like with the I'll go in there and I'll pass on the raisins. It's like, oh, if they may, you know, you just never know. But that's good to know. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I would just use caution in the retail store. They really do try to educate the employees and the people in the retail on making sure that we separate scoops in the store. But I always tell anyone that I know, and we're working on maybe getting a button or something for employees to kind of wear for people who are allergy sensitive, that they could ask and say, hey, I have to have something that's completely gluten-free. They'll actually get the box from underneath so that we know without a doubt that it's not been touched with another scoop that may have come out of a pretzel bin or whatnot.
Yeah,
and just to make 100%
sure. Yeah, even some peanuts and stuff have like a light, you know, coating of, you know, flour.
Yeah.
I know some of the honey ones I can't have, but like the buttered toffee, I had those with no problem.
Yeah,
those are really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Shay, glad you called and asked that.
What's your favorite
Thank
gummy?
You.
What's your favorite gummy?
Cherry. I like
cherry.
Oh, classic. Yeah. She's a classic.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
That was the original.
Even their cherry slices are really good, too. They've really got a cherry flavor. I really like those.
Are those is that something you guys make or you buy in on the slices?
We actually have those made for us.
Okay.
So those are our flavors, and we have another company that makes those for us.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a different machine to make those. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Shay,
thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Shay. Great question, and we're going to be sending you out a gift card.
All right, great.
Thank you
very
much. For calling.
Bye, Shay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Call in, ask Tess or Bethany a question about Albany's Candy Factory, and get yourself a gift card. So
with the nuts, I was curious. How do you guys have them sent out, and they're cleaned separately? How is that done? Do you know?
Well, that's all done prior to them arriving, the nuts.
Yeah, yeah. They're done through usually like a water or steam cleaning. So you use really high steam. And then an additional cleaning is when we roast it. So we have proven measurements, you know, to make sure that no organic material is still in there.
Oh, I see.
That's what we'll call it.
Very cool.
Organic material.
Well, you know.
They're grown outside, you know.
Yeah, it's like grapes. You got to wash your grapes.
Yeah, you got to wash your grapes. You got to wash, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you this, because I'm on the food side here. Do you have a shelf life on the gummy bears once they're packaged?
No, go ahead.
They're 18 months in these bags that we have here, so the branded bags, which is an extremely long shelf life for gummies. Usually you're only getting about a year out of them, but with this unique film that we're using, you get a year out of them.
I actually had one at my desk. I kept it for my own study. I kept it for 2 years. That's commitment. That's how dedicated I am. I kept it at my desk for 2 years. I opened it up at the 2 year mark, and it still tasted like we had just made it. We have a long shelf life. We say 18 months just to make sure you have the best experience. But
who's holding on to them that long?
I know.
No, they don't last.
It was a struggle. It was hard.
My problem is putting them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now we're in this culture.
I mean, that is a big problem of mine. I'll be eating them, and I'm like, oh, only one could eat half. I eat too many.
Yeah, well, we're in this
I get gummy belly.
Where they make you try to share everything that used to be your own single bag.
Yeah, now it's like a shareable size.
They guilt
and I was like,
you into sharing it.
Sharing with myself.
Okay, so we go through these seasons. Now, do chocolates sell better at certain seasons than the gummy bears and nuts, or is it all pretty the same all the time? You get more of a push at certain times.
Well, you know, chocolate is it's a cold weather food more than it is a hot. I mean, it melts.
Right.
It melts at a really low temperature.
I never thought of that, but
so
you're right.
People, we have a spike definitely on chocolates. And then gummies, typically a spring, summer, getting into fall is the favorite time. It's year round though. People eat their gummy bears year round. And then if you're really feeling like chocolate, you can have a chocolate covered gummy bear. I'm telling you, people, you got to go try them. They're so good. And free tries if you go to the retail store.
Hear that?
Free samples.
And if you call in, you get even a bigger sample.
Yeah, you get a gift card.
And we have Stephanie from Lowe. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
Getting ready for your weekend?
Oh, sure.
You have a question?
Yeah, I do, because I heard them talking about the shelf life of their gummies. Mm-hmm. And interesting, because I always buy some to reward my hardworking students at school.
Awesome.
Oh, where your teach at, real quick?
Well, I'm a para, so I'm support staff. And I work at Oak Hill Elementary in Lowell.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Great.
Yeah. at great school, great group of kids, a lot of fun.
Good.
But what I noticed, because I've had this bag for quite a while, they're not as soft as they used to be. Is there any way to rejuvenate them?
Rum.
Yeah. I second that.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Well, here's
I'm just messing. I don't know what would work.
Okay. Here's the thing. When we... And I'm glad you brought this up, because people think shelf life, like, oh, if I open this bag and then I just close it back up, I get the same. And actually, right. You don't. It's from the moment you open it, you've now added air to it, so it doesn't stay as soft because the air enters the bag. We sometimes recommend really squeezing that air out and then ziplocking it, but let's be real, that doesn't really happen that often. So I would say repurpose them as what Nick suggested. Make some drunken gummies. No, there's no way to make them soft again after they've firmed up. You could try microwaving them for like a second or two, but I would be nervous about that, because if those gummies get too hot, they'll burn. They'll burn you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know with my grandson, who loves science, he said, well, we should try melting them like in a pot.
Absolutely.
Well, do you actually melt down? They will melt down.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I guess that was the original shape at the beginning.
Did you do it?
Why don't you tell us what happened?
Well, yes, we did, and it kind of got globby.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when you do that, obviously some of the moisture evaporates, so they turn kind of almost like, it was almost like more rubbery, like hard rubber almost.
Yeah.
So it wasn't real edible, but my grandson did enjoy doing that, though.
Oh, yeah. That's so much fun.
Okay. Well,
so let me ask you this. I've been asking, what is your favorite gummy flavor?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what the flavor is, but there's a couple of them, like, really light. One's a real light pale blue, and one's a really light pale green.
So watermelon and lime.
Okay. They just taste so good.
The watermelon tricks you. We made it. Made it light blue because it was prettier in the mix.
That was my question. Why is watermelon blue
or red?
You guys ever seen a blue watermelon?
Yeah.
Sure. Actually, this summer I had a yellow watermelon. It was delicious.
Really?
Yeah. And I guess there are other colors besides just red.
Wow.
It was from the South. I don't know. I guess it's like a local thing. But I had that. All right. Well, now I know I technically can't, bring that. The kids still eat them. They have no complaints because they're getting a snack at school. But now I know when I get a bigger bag, what you're suggesting is breaking into smaller bags and get the air out so they stay sealed up.
Tupperware, airtight Tupperware will work as well. That'll help.
How about freezing them?
Don't freeze. Do that.
They'll freeze and bring them back out. No.
No, there's water in it, so they freeze really hard.
Yeah, it's because like in the ice cream.
And then when they start to soften, they sweat and then they get all sticky. So,
Stephanie, do not freeze your gummy bears.
Don't freeze your chocolate either, people. Don't freeze your chocolate.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
no.
Don't freeze it.
No, don't do that.
It's not good for
if you were in the studio, Stephanie, you would see it in their face. They're pretty adamant about it.
Yeah.
So you better not freeze
it. It hurts our feelings.
It hurts our feelings, and you hurt my chocolate.
They take this very
personally.
One
thing I have found out, really good chocolate, and if you have, I'm trying to think if any of your chocolates you use like real cream in any of it.
Yeah.
Do
mm-hmm. We do.
Okay. Have a shorter shelf life, I found out by accident, because I got as a gift, I'm thinking I'm hoarding these because my teenage children will not be allowed to have any of them. I forgot about them. I went back and they had gone bad because I guess the cream or whatever was in it. But we're talking several months. It wasn't like a couple weeks.
Was it that the cream, was it like a white haze on it? Did the cream separate?
It's still... the appearance wasn't bad, but when I bit into it, I could tell it didn't have the original flavor.
Okay. Yeah, you got to be careful. Chocolate's very sensitive. Gummies are not as sensitive as chocolate. Chocolate's very sensitive to weather, storage conditions, mm-hmm. all of that. So you got to be real mm-hmm. careful with chocolate. But our chocolate is a premium in that we keep all the cocoa butter in there. We don't exchange that for table butter and oil like a lot of companies. Hershey's mm-hmm. will do that, to give you an example, mm-hmm. not to pick on them, but they'll do that, and they'll sell that cocoa butter to lotion companies. But we keep all those good ingredients in.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Albany's Candy Factory and one to Chef Nick's Eatery, and hope to see you soon. I hope to hear you in the future on the radio.
Oh, Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for all your programming. And I tell you, I do. My family loves going to Albany. So
Thanks so much. We will enjoy it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling in. Real quick, Bethany, just tell us what your role is.
Well, I am the director of operations. Mm-hmm. I also am our brand controller. So my one of my jobs is to make sure that our brand is seen consistently. And then I oversee our retail stores. But I have, I mean, we have, and Tess will attest to this, we have the best team. There's not just my parents and us running this business. I mean, we have the best managers, the best employees. Everyone there just works really, really hard to make everything go round.
Yeah, they do a great job. They really do.
How about you, Tess? What's your role?
I am the supply chain manager, which means I oversee all of our ingredient buying, which is why I could really just go talk for an hour just about the ingredients. But I do all the ingredient buying. I manage that team, I should say, that does that. And then I oversee warehouse logistics and finance.
So you're like the food and beverage director.
Yeah. Hey, that's my new title. I just became the food and beverage director at Albany's.
Well, you don't have beverages there.
Well, you know, we do and we don't. We we did some slushies for Family Express.
Okay.
Some Albany's this summer. We did
some slushies. Let's tell us about that. I didn't know that. It's coming out this summer?
No, it already came out this past summer, but it did really, really well. They loved it.
The blue raspberry and the orange cream. Yeah. It's delicious.
So it
modeled
was...
after our, so we took our gummy bear flavors and we worked with Family Express and we infused them into their squeeze freeze, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it tasted just like our gummies. The blue raspberry and then the orange creamsicle. If you guys have never had those, I mean, run out and get the orange creamsicle.
My gosh.
It's like the ice cream bar.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You know what's exciting too is not that you came up with the flavor, but you're actually working with another local business.
Yeah, that's always the best.
That's really cool. I mean,
yeah,
it's not like you're going out
partner.
And going to Speedway or something. You're actually working with someone that's started here in Northwest Indiana, in probably, I think it was the Gary area or Hoban area, and grew like you guys.
Yeah,
so that's really cool.
Massive now.
Hey, we got another caller. We have, is it Nicole? Is it Nicole we have there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for waiting on the line. You have a question for us?
Sure. I just want to know how much chocolate you guys sell a year.
We actually sell millions of pounds of chocolate. 5 million pounds.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. And milk chocolate's the biggest one?
Milk chocolate. Oh,
yeah,
Americans eat milk chocolate more than dark chocolate all day, every day.
Yeah.
And then they eat dark chocolate more than they eat white chocolate.
Now, Nicole, what's your favorite gummy?
I would definitely say the sour pet or the sour worm.
Okay. Got is a there sour a, girl.
Awesome. You like the sour worms that the ones they were talking, the sour inside and outside?
Yes.
See, I never knew that one. That's a different one.
Yeah.
Have you tried the 12 flavor sour bears yet?
Yeah, we got it.
Well,
Nicole, you got it. When you get your gift card, you got to go there, and before you buy anything, you can try. Remember, so we got the 12 flavor sour bears, and they're amazing. They
Sharon's
going to so
try
good.
Some. I would try, but then I would have a problem holding the conversation.
Yeah. They're so good. So you have to try those when you go in and spend your gift card.
All right. Sounds good.
So we're going to send you out a gift card to Albany's from Tess and Bethany and Chef Nick Seedery. Sound good?
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great day, guys. Happy holidays.
You too. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have, Josephine? Yes. Sharon's getting it going. Josephine?
Right.
How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing good.
You have a question for Tess or Bethany?
How many different gummies are there?
For shapes? We probably manufacture over 50 different shapes. But in our store, you're probably only going to catch 20 of those. So we do like a lot of contract manufacturing for other companies.
Okay.
But what's unique about the gummy manufacturing process is we use a mold and we impression that mold into cornstarch, which is on a tray, and that's how we make the gummy shapes. And then we take the liquid from the kitchen that comes down and fills all the individual cavities. So it's easy for us to change shapes because all we have to do is take a mold out and put a new mold in, and we can immediately change the shape of the gummy that we're making. So really, we could make any shape anybody wants.
Do you get people that ask for different shapes?
Yeah, you know, especially when the wedding craze, that was such a big thing. People wanted, their faces, or they wanted, their initials.
Or their names.
Yeah, and unfortunately that isn't that easy because we have to, the way the equipment works, we have to make 18,000 pounds. I don't know that anybody's going through that much at a wedding. So.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I know the drinkable gummies, those are probably one of my favorite. Ooh, and then you also have, are they strawberry?
Yes.
Are those the strawberry ones? And then what are the green ones, lime?
Lime, mm-hmm.
I'm not a lime person, but I bought them all for the grandkids. They love those.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much. We appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. And my favorite over there, actually, for me, is the chocolate-covered almonds.
Oh,
milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
No, I like the milk chocolate. Those My husband good. Likes the dark chocolate.
Well, he must be European then.
Yeah.
Am I wrong or am I right?
I'm Italian.
Oh,
by the way.
Sam, there you, close. There you go. You got two Italian girls here. They agree with you.
Yep, that's
there
right.
There you go.
So, Josephine, we're going to send you a gift card to Albany's and to Chef Nick's Eatery.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Do you have like a certain target market? Do you target like go for kids or?
No, we don't. Actually, the gummies we never designed for kids. We designed them for adults because kids just want candy at the end of the day. And we said the adults are the ones who care more about the flavor. And so we really targeted adults with it. Obviously, kids love them and enjoy them. And that's a great bonus. And we don't discriminate. I mean, so many adults. I mean, 50, 60, 70-year-olds have written into us and said, I've never liked gummies my whole life, and I had your gummy bears, and they're the best. And, I mean, that's awesome for us. We love hearing all those stories of people's experience with the product.
Well, ladies, this hour's really gone by fast. We got one last caller. Is it Allie?
Allie,
how are you, Allie?
Allie, hi. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi, Allie.
You have a question?
I do. Bethany and Tess, we want to know more about you guys. Could you describe yourself and what your spirit animal would be and why?
Hi, Allie Culture.
Yeah. Oh. You sound very familiar.
Yeah.
We're being punked.
Yeah. We are being punked.
I'm so glad I got in, guys.
Yeah.
But really, I need to know, what's your spirit animal and why?
Go ahead, Tess. She's good.
My spirit animal would be, I'm going to say... that I would be a chicken.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to be a chicken. I'm going to be a chicken for Allie today. My spirit animal today would be a chicken because I just got back from a couple days of vacation. I feel like I'm running around.
With your head
trying
cut
to get
off.
Yeah, trying to get everything done. Yeah, I'm a chicken.
Bethany, real quick, what's your spirit animal?
Oh,
I just watched Coco on PBS. I thought that was a good one.
I love Coco.
I know.
Okay, so my spirit animal would have to be... a lion.
All right.
Because I am fierce.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Allie.
And she's got the hair of a lion. I know you don't know, but she's got this mane.
Yeah.
Great hair.
Thank you.
Allie, thanks for calling in. I hate to rush the call, but we're getting right to the end of the hour here. And real quick, I wanted to ask you girls to give like a website, hours of operations, things like that before we wrap this up.
So you can see us at albanesecandy.com. We are operational in our retail store Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Real quick, any philanthropy projects you guys are involved in or anything
We have
that?
A lot. We do a lot with the military. We do homes for troops. We just did in November for a fundraiser for kids in foster care, which is something we're really passionate about. We do a ton of stuff locally with benefits. We always are linked up with the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana.
Yep, Tom
That's
Lounges.
A big one.
Yeah.
Yep, we're big supporters of that. They get a lot of animals adopted through us, so we're really proud to help them too.
Okay, Tess, tell us who's visiting your shop every day in a red suit.
Santa Claus. Santa Claus is in town, guys.
Yeah. And what is his hours like?
He's every day starting at noon.
At noon?
Yeah.
And you can take pictures with him, right?
Yeah, you
yeah,
can take
come
pictures,
get pictures
with him. Absolutely.
Well, Sharon, that was a quick hour.
Yeah, it was.
Ladies, that
was
a super fast hour.
Thank
I want
you.
To thank you both for stopping in. I know you guys have busy schedules, but we always enjoy having you. And I want to thank the listeners for calling in. And anything you guys want to say here in the last few seconds?
Just thank you to everyone for all the support of our local business. And we really appreciate that. And everyone have a wonderful holiday.
Tess?
Yeah, thank you guys very much. Bethany said it really well. We just appreciate all the support. We love making candy for you guys. So please keep coming to see us.
And I want to thank everyone out there in Radio Land for calling in to Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and Sharon Jackson. We'll see you next week with Old World Market from Valparaiso. And what I got to say to everyone is ciao.